Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner says racism is rife across the country and governments are failing to address it. A report by the Australian Human Rights Commission found only 3 out of the 537 local councils across the country have anti-racism programs. It said the government and their departments at all levels are failing to adequately identify and address racism. Commissioner Garrida and Savaraman told Nine Radio that there are numerous issues with racism around the country.
Another issue is that government work is commonly focused on internal staffing issues rather than externally led. Policy approaches of government often lead to negatively racialised communities having to compete with each other for funding. There's a limited focus in programs and policies on First Nations communities' experiences of racism.
An Indigenous accountant says this year's NAIDOC and Reconciliation Week themes speak to First Nations people's ability to pick themselves up and keep walking, particularly following last year's failed voice referendum.
Even if you look back to National Reconciliation Week, both the themes that we've got at the moment in the context of the failed referendum last year are really quite deliberate and important. You know, like, it was, for a lot of us, you know, really quite a challenging year. Last year, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, the theme for National Reconciliation Week was now more than ever, you know, so, and then, which is a sort of a nice sort of lead way into the NAIDOC Week theme. And I think it's about us sort of, yeah, doing what we have done since sort of forever, about being resilient and sort of picking ourselves up and really sort of, you know, continuing to walk forward as we have done and will continue. So I think the themes are really quite pertinent, I guess.
That was Dungati Man and Chartered Accountant Josh Duke speaking to NIRS News. It's currently NAIDOC Week and this year's theme is Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud, while this year's Reconciliation Week theme was Now More Than Ever. To Victoria, and firefighters have worked through the night battling a blaze at a chemical factory that sent toxic smoke billowing over Melbourne. The fire was sparked by a large explosion at the Derrimut factory in the city's west yesterday morning. Chemical drums were sent flying into the air at the height of the blaze, making the emergency response more dangerous for firefighters. No one was injured and it was declared under control in about 4 hours, but the fire is expected to burn for days. Authorities are warning residents to stay away as remnants of the toxic blaze will linger for days. Advocates are calling on the government to introduce stronger penalties for social media platforms that facilitate graphic material and predatory behaviour, and a warning this story contains graphic details. National Radio News' Noah Secom reports from Canberra.
Melinda Tankard-Reist is the director of the Collective Shout, a grassroots campaign against the objectification of women and young girls. Speaking to the parliamentary inquiry into social media in Australia, Ms. Tankard-Reist says predatory behaviour is prevalent across social media apps.
Instagram, for example, should be forced to change its settings so that men can't comment on how they would like to rape little girls, which is happening as we speak.
Ms. Tankard-Reist says the government must work with other countries to confront what she has called a global issue.
We'll have more coming up next.
The skills you bring will help us find better ways, and your ideas will help us shape a future we can all be proud of. We all bring something different. Grow with us. riotinto.com/careers.
Program sponsor.
For national, indigenous, radio, service, for voices of our people.
A month-long exploration of underwater hidden canyons off Australia's eastern coast has helped scientists unlock the mysteries of the deep ocean. The first of its kind survey of the seafloor found the canyons are a hotbed for marine species. Researchers believe they help sweep vital nutrients up to the shore where they're needed the most. Co-chief scientist Dr. Chris Chapman has told the ABC it's a major discovery.
We saw a stingray down at almost 3,000 metres. We saw all sorts of wildlife down in the depths that we weren't expecting. The waters around Australia are actually pretty low in nutrients. However, the deep waters are actually a reservoir of nutrients, and the key to the game is to get those deep nutrients up.
To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, But if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Application is open for Ergon Energy Network's apprenticeship program. You go help build an electricity grid for the future. You go walk outside and you go use your hand for make a walk. While you go walk and you go learn, we'll go pay you. And when you go finish, you go be fully qualified. Them jobby all over Queensland, where them big town and them small town. And when you walk with them remote place, you go get even more money. Them plan look around for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people for join them the team. So hurry up and apply now. Applications go close 15th of July. For more information, go to ergon.com.au/apprenticeships.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming to you by the National Indigenous Radio Service. This is Bala Matty, and just letting you know that BBM went down to the Cairns Convention Centre in order for the Okala and Kunjin Okal Native Title rights. So in a landmark decision at the Cairns Convention Centre, the Federal Court of Australia has officially recognised Native Title rights of the Okala, Kunjin Okal and Koanyama peoples, totaling an area of over 1,765,092.51 hectares in Cape York. The Okala were handed back 1,300,457.01 hectares, while the Kunjin Okal were received 442,858.5 hectares, and Koanyama peoples with a remaining 21,777 hectares, including pastoral leases. Her Honour Chief Justice Mortimer presided over the ceremony organised by the Cape York Land Council and attended a traditional owners and community members affirming traditional owners' rights to manage their lands under traditional law. This recognition enhances cultural heritage preservation and promotes sustainable land management practices across Cape York's diverse ecosystems. Right now we're going to go to the hearing that happened yesterday at the Convention Centre.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Michelle Friday-Mooker. And I am a proud Ukula woman, and I'm proud to be here today to be emceeing the day for everyone. It's a bit different to previous determinations. This one's a little bit flatter. We're looking out over beautiful Trinity Inlet. He did invite a traditional owner to do a welcome to country today. I'm assuming he's just a bit late, but I will do an acknowledgement. And if it's fitting, if there's somebody in the room that should be doing it, please raise their hand and I'll come to them. So I'll just wait for everyone to take a seat. We will close those doors very shortly. I am going to encourage everyone to reach out. We're all family in the room here. Reach out to each other if you don't know anyone or if it's unfamiliar, introduce yourself. This is a celebration of all the hard work that's been going into this over the last few years, even decades. And there's been a lot of people that have been dedicated to this. All right. I first of all want to acknowledge that we're meeting on Gimoy, Wallabarra Yidgee country. As you can see, this is not our country, this is someone else's country, so we will be respectful. And it has been a long road, a very bumpy road. There is toilets. If you go out this door to the right and turn right again, you'll see all the toilets there. Smoking is to be done outside, over the road, away from the premises. If you're a smoker, please go and take your smoke off the road. Look out at the beautiful scene there. There is one more thing that I was meant to mention.
Lunch will be served on time. Please look at your schedule, we are a bit behind. But thank you all for attending tonight, and it is a celebration of all, everyone in this room has contributed something to this event today. So thank you all, I will hand over to the court.
Silence or stand. The Federal Court of Australia is now in session. Be seated, please. Proceeding QUD 673 of 2014, Michael Ross and others on behalf of the Cape York United No. 1 Claim Group and the State of Queensland and others for judgment in favour of the Oklahoma Groups.
With the court pleases, my name is A. Gorman, initials DP, and I appear with the learned friend, Ms. Giaro, for the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Gorman.
May it please the court, my name is Cleese, initials CJ, I appear in behalf of the State of Queensland.
Thank you, Ms. Cleese. Court will take some short submissions from counsel in support of the orders sought today. Yes, Mr. Gorman.
Your Honour, can I just confirm that it's not inappropriate to remain seated?
Absolutely fine.
Thank you. Your Honour, it is indeed my honour to appear for the learned friend, Mr. Yarrow, today for this consent determination. As has already been hinted at this morning, this has been a long road for the Aotearoa people. The area in question is part of what has now become known as the Corrigan Timetable Area, but it was earlier known as the Corrigan and Taylor 2 Septon Oranges Timetable. The applicant and the active respondents have reached agreement under Section 87, capital A of the 9 of the Native Title Act, as to the terms of determination of Native Title in favour of the Oklahoma Native Title Group. The applicant respectfully submits it's appropriate for the court to make the determinations by consent. By way of introduction, Your Honour, I seek to make the following broad points. Native Title rights and interests are the product of traditional laws and customs which have been observed and practiced over generations. Those rights and interests are now recognised and protected under the Native Title Act. We are here today not to give the Aotearoa people anything, but rather we are here to request this court, on behalf of all Australians, that the Aotearoa people be recognised as the traditional owners of the land and waters in question, pursuant to traditional laws and customs which have their roots in ancient times. We ask that you recognise that traditional ownership. In so doing, you will bind all people for all time, including the Commonwealth of Australia, the State of Queensland, local councils, and the other parties to the proceedings. Your Honour, detailed submissions have been filed in which, in particular, the applicant has outlined each of the relevant criteria in Section 87, capital A, and the evidence we say supports such a determination being made, and why we submit respectfully that that determination should be made. An agreement pursuant to Section 87A has been filed. The connection material relied upon is outlined in the outline of submissions that I refer to. We particularly rely upon the following, Your Honour. A witness statement of my class and expert reports of Dr. Brendan Corrigan, Dr. Anthony Redmond, and Ms. Kate Waters. Ms. Kate Waters having provided some 15 in total. Your Honour, I have mentioned the witness statement of Mike Ross, and we seek to just inform Your Honour of some background material to Mr. Ross. He has worked tirelessly for the Old Court Union. He has provided statements in these proceedings. But the information he has provided has gone on for years. For example, the report Dr. Thompson refers to Mr. Mike Ross speaking to him back in 2010. Dr. Corrigan refers to getting a lot of important information from Mike Ross in 2014. In fact, the very native title claim that we have here bears his name, which we would suggest says much in itself. Perhaps Dr. Taylor says it well when he states in his report of 14 November 2017, Michael has been a leading advocate for identifying popular traditional lands and issues. Your Honour, in addition to the material I've outlined, there are also affidavits of Kirsten Dunleavy Valiant that are outlined in the outline of submissions. And in particular, the affidavit Ms. Valiant filed on the 3rd of June addresses, among other things, the approval of the 87 agreements, the nomination of the prescribed body corporate, commonly known as PBC, and the consent of the relevant corporation to be the PBC, namely the Wood Alkar Aboriginal Corporation. Now, the procedural history of this application is now well known. Your Honour dealt with it in some detail in what we could simply refer to as Ross number 2, 2021, FCA 1464, at paragraphs 3, 12 to 16, and 18. Merely to highlight the key aspects, the application was filed in federal court in December 2014, almost 10 years ago. It covers a large proportion of Cape York, and it has been the subject of intensive case management by the court since April 2020, and prior to today, some 18 determinations have been made by Your Honour since November 2021. Your Honour, the applicant respectfully submits that the connection material establishes a credible basis for the proposition that the Ulgula Native Title Group has maintained their connection to their determination area and have done so pursuant to their respective traditional laws and customs since prior to sovereignty. That is, we submit that the connection material unambiguously demonstrates the existence of organised Aboriginal occupation of the determination era going back to prior to sovereignty. The Ulgula people have demonstrated and maintained unbroken physical and spiritual connection with their land. This unbroken physical and spiritual connection with their land has occurred despite what Dr. Taylor has referred to in his November of 2017 report as, and I quote, factors that simultaneously intruded on the lives of the apical ancestors of the report era, namely the establishment of cattle stations, the growth of a system of, I suggest this should be put in inverted commas, protectors to implement the state's now discredited Aboriginal legislation. There was also the overseeing of employment conditions of Aborigines on pastoral properties and the development of the Mitchell River Mission. We submit that the connection material reveals that there is a credible basis for Your Honour to make the consent determination short. Importantly, Your Honour, there has been a process of intense negotiations with various groups so that those people have themselves come to agreement as to where appropriate boundaries should be. Your Honour is aware of that particular process that's been in place. As I indicated earlier, there are detailed submissions on each and every paragraph of A1, and I don't think it's intended to repeat them, Your Honour, unless Your Honour has any particular questions. But today is all about the Aboriginal people, and in a short while, the Kunjun Aboriginal people. But it's also appropriate to recognise the significant contributions made by others in getting us here today. And as we are dealing with the Aboriginal people, I in particular, again, highlight Mr. Mike Ross, Dr. Brendan Corrigan, Dr. Anthony Redman, and Ms. Kate Waters. Unfortunately, Dr. Corrigan and Dr. Redman, despite being invited, just unfortunately were unable to attend. However, we're pleased to advise Your Honour that Ms. Waters is here. As I indicated earlier, she prepared some 15 reports. Your Honour, I will link the other thank yous and do that as part of the Kunjun Aboriginal determination later this morning. But in conclusion, Your Honour, I would just like to repeat comments made by Your Honour in Ross number 14 at paragraph 59, because I would submit that it is important that we all understand this. Your Honour said that I'm interposing the relevant group, Your Honour. The Aboriginal people can take great pride in the determination today, and in the mature and respectful way they negotiated issues with their neighbours as part of the agreement-making process. They are to be thanked for their patience and persistence in working through what the Native Title Act requires. Today is an important milestone in that long journey. From this point, the Court looks forward to the Aboriginal people better regaining control over what was taken away from them and making their choices about how their country and its resources are protected, used and maintained. If the Court pleases.
Thank you, Mr. Aboriginal. Ms. Clasey, on behalf of the State of Queensland.
I only intend to say a few words and not take up your important celebratory time. So first, the January reads the affidavit of Carrie Nicolette over filings and June and the submissions filed by the state and same date. As those submissions state, the state wholeheartedly supports the consent determination for the Aboriginal people as set out in A7A when it filed on 5 June. The state would like to acknowledge the significance of today for the Aboriginal people. The recognition of Native Title by this court is a formal process, and it occurs almost 10 years after this claim is first filed. But we recognise that it was not the first claim pursued by the Aboriginal people for recognition of Native Title. A lot of work has been undertaken by many Aboriginal people across the decades to make this day possible. We acknowledge the perseverance and hard work by so many of you, and we also recognise that the time it's taken for the state to come means that there are some of you who are not here to celebrate the occasion. We remember and pay our respects to those Aboriginal people of the past. work that has gone into making today possible. And we don't intend to say thanks to everyone, but acknowledge all of your efforts. There are two people that we just wish to highlight for the moment. The first is to acknowledge the important role that Mike Ross has played as a member of the applicant in this panel, which has seen so many determinations made a time across Cape York over the last 3 years. We are pleased the day has come with the recognition of the local people and acknowledge his efforts in standing up for the local people. The second person the state wishes to highlight for today's purposes is that of Kate Marchese. She is a sister in Crown Law who has acted on behalf of the state in this matter for quite a number of years. Kate has taken up the role of the Queensland Truth-Telling Inquiry and so hasn't been able to see her today. I wish to personally acknowledge her tireless effort, her hard work, her eye to detail, and most importantly, her collegiate spirit that has contributed to the success of so many determinations in this matter. Finally, I wish to congratulate you, the Honourable People. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cleasey. Having heard the written orals and heard the oral submissions made on behalf of parties, the Court is satisfied that it's appropriate to make the order sought. So what I'm now going to do is I'm going to read out the relevant orders and announce them. Being satisfied that an order in the term set out below is within the power of the Court and in hearing appropriate to the Court to do so, pursuant to Section 87, capital A, the Native Title Act 1993, Commonwealth, the Court notes a number of matters in the orders which I'm going to read out, and then the Court makes the following orders. One, there be a determination of Native Title and returns proposed in these orders, despite any actual or arguable defect in the authorisation of the applicant to seek and agree to consent determination pursuant to Section 87, capital A, Native Title Act 1993 Commonwealth, and by consent, the Court orders 1, pursuant to Section 199, capital C, subsection 1, capital A of the Native Title Act 1993 Commonwealth, the Registrar is not to remove the following Indigenous Land Use Agreements from the Register of Indigenous Land Use Agreements, at least to the extent the Indigenous Land Use Agreements fall within the external boundary, A, the Ocular Land Transfer, Biniwa, B, the Thingunkal, Mary Valley, Biniwa, C, the Peninsula Developmental Road, Biniwa, and D, the Kalinga Mokai, Biniwa. Two, this is the very important order, there be a determination of the matter of title in the terms set out below, and three, each party to the proceedings is to bear its own costs. I publish the orders of the Court and the reasons for those orders, and with that publication, the Ocala people have been out of time. Positively in this proceeding to get these determinations over the line. And then there are also other respondents and their legal representatives who've made their contributions. To the Ulkala Native Title holders, thank you for your patience with our system of Native Title. I'm sorry it has taken so long. I'm sorry it's so complicated. I know you will all be thinking today about the elders who are not here to see this determination, although they are the ones with knowledge of country and of law and custom who passed it on to the next generations and who made recognition of your older native title possible. So on behalf of the court, I pay my deep respects to all those elders. The road to this Ulkala determination has had a few twists and a few turns, but I hope Ulkala people can now look forward to using their native title for the benefit of your whole community. Those people who are going to be the PDC directors are to be thanked for stepping up to take that job, because it's a very important responsibility. Now, like some of the other speakers today, on behalf of, I'm doing this on behalf of the court, I do want to pay special tribute to Mr. Mike Ross. I first met Mr. Ross in the Cairns Supreme Court in a case management hearing in this proceeding around 2017. It seems a long time ago now. In taking on the serious responsibility he did for being the lead advocate in what is the biggest native title claim in this country, Mr. Ross has shown great leadership and dedication over many years. And without people stepping up to do that, to go to endless meetings with the lawyers, to go to endless other meetings, and by and large, not to be thanked very often until we get to a point like this, without people like Mr. Ross, these determinations would not happen. So he does deserve that recognition. Recognition of Native Title is an important step towards self-determination for First Nations people, but it's not enough by itself. And around this country now, we are seeing moves to truth-telling and to treaty. As a Victorian, it's been very positive to watch the work of the Euro Justice Commission in Victoria and the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. And the Victorian First Nations people are on a very strong path to treaty now. Recognition of Native Title benefits all Australians. It's a mark of a maturing community that is moving away from the damage done by colonisation. And it's vital that all Australians listen, learn and talk to First Nations people. We want Australia to be a place where the wisdom and contributions of Indigenous peoples are valued and respected. And that is one of the themes of NAIDOC Week this week, and it's a good one. Today, the court recognises more than 1.3 million hectares of Ulkala country, with more than 800,000 hectares of exclusive possession. The court's orders today say to the world that despite the terrible history of colonisation, Ulkala law, Ulkala culture is strong and it is here to stay. So please enjoy the celebrations today and happy day.
Me climb out the work. With the making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. With the making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at. You must have me, San Balarayan. At the car rim, Akamasi Island. Born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another after MB full blood, new in mind. Another after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1. Sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. I'm at the young you bad when after become. After matter make it dance, after make it the mock car. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come on, say some be snug a band. Woman nug a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make it wrong decision, them can. But we no sabe, see them at the work. With them make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls, while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. For what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe work. With them make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls, while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. For what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe. Bye bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gov a gov. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go mata stop. Bombay then kind was a kuyo password wap now. Then kind was a spear password woomara. How mata ya new bad when at they become. At they mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, diver mata down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Watching naga bow. Farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out. Bogani go pop. From sissy broke up from inside south. Then it now. But we no sabe see them at the work. With them make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with we sabe work. With them make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the herd. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. Plum at the work. Me plum at the work. With them making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the herd. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it work. With them making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM. BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with two deadly rangers. They're coming from the Stradbroke Island, North Stradbroke Island, or Mirudubra. Down there on the island, talking about protecting our koalas and marsupial residents, and looking at the populations of koalas on North Stradbroke Island and the work they're doing there using fire and what have you, and got the rangers on the line. We have Kaya Morgan and we have Ryan Kutriak. A very good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you very much. Start with you, Kaya. Who your mob were you from, sister?
Yeah, my name's Kaya. I'm a Quantumuka woman from Mindjuraba, North Stradbroke Island.
Beautiful. Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan, Quantumuka man from North Stradbroke Island.
All right, beautiful. So you're on country, working on country, and getting paid to do it. I mean, that's got to be the best job in the world, yes?
You can't have anything better.
I hear you. Oh, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about the koala populations, doing the count, doing the numbers, also looking after them, protecting them, deadly marsupial residents on Stradbroke Island. Or Mindjuraba is the name of the country, is that right?
Mindjuraba.
Yeah. Mindjuraba, lovely, fantastic. So tell us the work that you're doing, and also when we're talking about using fire as a tool to look after country, it's a balancing act, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's very delicate at the moment.
Mm. And tell us the work you're doing regarding, well, technology, drones, for example, in the 21st century. Tell us the work that you guys are doing there, please.
We've got one of our funding grants through WWF. Mm-hmm. Well, then we contacted AI system programmer, Roboto, in Denmark. They've come over and spent 2 weeks with us. We've been flying around all blocks of the island, trying to identify koalas to train the AI system.
Yes.
That in the future is going to go out and we can fly every burn block and work out where the koalas are sitting, put in fire breaks, will then tell us how to burn the block properly to minimise any damage or wildlife.
Yes. Like I said, it is a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very... Most of the koala blocks that we've been looking at is in swampland or on the edge. So it's we've got the young rangers that we work with as well. They'll go out and put manual fire breaks in around on the edge of the swamp to give us the best chance, and then we go in and burn off from there.
Mm. Kaya, what's the name of your ranger group there, and who do you work under, sister?
So we work for Kayak. That's the group we work under. So it's the Qualls Marker, Quantumuka Land and Sea Rangers.
Acronym QYAC, yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And how long you guys have been rangers?
I've been working for Kayak for 4 years, but just started to do the more working on country for about 3 to 4 months now.
And how are you enjoying that, my sister?
Yeah, I love it. It's great to be back on country and working with family. It's really good.
Beautiful. Ryan, yourself, bro?
I've been about 4 years.
Yeah.
Started off as a machine operator when I come in for Kayak, and then I moved into the office, and last year we did all the training with the drones.
Yes.
We got the license, and then they made me chief pilot for the drones. So
there you go, pilot.
slowly worked my way in, which is nice, and
deadly.
Got a lot of help from the mob.
So deadly.
Everyone's looking after me.
And how many rangers you got on board, and we got men and women, have we?
There's a couple of girls.
Cool.
We just got a grant, I think, for the young women's rangers group to start up.
Good. Girls can do anything. Hey, Kaya.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Yes. Watch out, Ryan. Brother, going to take over there.
That's it.
No, fantastic. But it's a team effort. It's getting it together, working with mob, especially young ones, training them, and, look, taking it into the future for looking after North Stradbroke Island, your country, yep?
Yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity over here.
Mm.
Most of us are all family or mob somewhere along the way.
Exactly.
So it's great being out in the field.
Mm. Exactly. So if you're looking for a partner, Ryan, you have to go outside that circle, don't you, brother?
Yeah, brother. Got to go hit the mainland.
That's right. Exactly. Look, love the work that you guys are doing. Fantastic. You are looking after country, looking after our beautiful marsupial residents there, our koalas, you know, our true brothers and sisters in the gum trees, but it's also looking after the country. It is a balancing act. And using technology when you're talking about drones and what have you, but also we're talking about having mob working on country, looking after country, and that's got to be the best job in the world, yes?
Nothing better.
Fantastic. Well, big shout-out to your deadly rangers and the kayak mob. Fantastic. keep in touch. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Sounds good.
Deadly, thank you.
All right, too deadly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's Kaya Morgan, ranger, and she's enjoying the journey there, 3 months there, 4 years in the job, but just been moved over to different areas, as well as Ryan in Kiriakt, and both are traditional owners of the land at Minjirua, which is North Stradbroke Island, and look, working closely with our koalas and protecting them and using fire as a tool, looking after country, of course, is how we operate. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, here on National Talk Black. We're live, hit the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBN Bumbarabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly. Yeah.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
To the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possible tongues say frenemy, but the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake while I acting finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make pain like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch, dead or alive, top five. Red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, they got you saying.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.